Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
Well, the first cash cattle business in 2020 going to come down to a late-week Friday showdown, with previous bids of $198 addressed basis in Nebraska being passed on yesterday. And unless a major disruption develops in futures trade, will be expected to redevelop this morning. Asking prices about $125 here in our part of the country. The focus on the underlying fundamental support and expected tighter supplies through the next couple of months is pointing to the need for packers to remain aggressive in order to source needed plant runs. On the hogs, the limited support held in hog futures yesterday as traders get back to work following the long holiday season. With traders setting the tone for light to moderate gains during early 2020, the focus continues to be split between domestic and export demand. Traders will closely focus on results from the weekly export sales report, which will come out this morning, and likely have a significant impact on initial opening prices, depending on the amount of export sales and deliveries seen during Christmas week. Wheat contracts posted losses overnight, following through with the weakness posted yesterday as traders head for safe haven assets amid the Middle East news. Most glaring reversal took place in Kansas City wheat, with a giant doji left at the close. The fact this doji occurred after making fresh 5.5-month highs is concerning, with some suggesting a blow-off top may have occurred. Corn futures weaker overnight, easing back from overnight highs that tied the highs set yesterday. March corn has now made highs of $3.92 three times this week, forming a triple top that never holds, according to the old market adage. And soybean prices were weaker overnight as traders pull back from the rally yesterday, which produced another new high for the move. At the highs, January soybeans were at the highest level since October 25th and managed to close higher for the third session in a row and seventh of the last eight. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle down 15 cents yesterday, 125.77. April down 70, 126.47. January feeder cattle down 67, 144.65. March down 50 cents at 143.72. February hogs up 12 cents at 71.55. Kansas City wheat, March down 3/4 yesterday, 485.25. May was down a half penny at 493.75. Chicago wheat, March up 1.5 at 560.25. May was up 1.5 at 563.25. March corn up 3.75 at 391.5. May was up 3.25 at 398. May soybeans up 3/4 at 969.5. March cotton up 22, 69.27. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.